Okay, today's Daf Nun. We're in the bottom of Mem Tesamid Beis by the Mishnah. This Mishnah and the Pshatim of this Mishnah are unbelievable. Every time, first of all, we'll just say that the Shir is sponsored by the Auschwitz family, L'zecher Nishmas Brindel Bas Moshe Zev. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. Bottom of Mem Tesamid Beis. Al Menach Chani Kohen. On the condition, marry me on the condition that I'm a Kohen. V'nim to Levi. Turns out I'm a Levi. Levi or Levi, v'nim to Kohen. Turns out I'm a Kohen. Nothing. Marry me on the condition I'm a Nothing. I'm a person from the Givonim that David HaMelech was Gozer on me. It's a discussion. It's a Shaila. If this is a Deraisa, we most assume it's not. But I'm not so bad. I'm only a Nothing. Which means my children will be kosher Jews. But really, v'nim to Mamzer. Turns out I'm a Mamzer. Which is worse, because my kids are going to be Mamzer also. Mamzer, or marry me on condition of Mamzer, v'nim to Nassin, turns out I'm a Nassin. Ben Ir, if I am someone who lives in the suburbs, v'nim to Ben Krach, and it turns out I'm really not, says Rashi. Yeshivas Krach and Kasha, living in the city is hard. Sheha Krach, humakam shvakim, v'hayoker matzuboy, because the city is a lot of streets, and it's very happening. V'dochek over in v'shavim, and a lot of people there, it's busy streets, right? I don't want to live where the streets are. In other places, Rashi says, listen, in the city, the houses are so close to each other. There's no grass. There's no parks. There's no trees. Right? We all know what that's like. Others say this means, where did you grow up? Marry me on condition I grew up in the city or I grew up in the suburbs. Different kind of person. So that's either way. And it turns out it's not true. V'nim to Ben Krach, v'nim to Ben Ir. Or Al-Banas, Shebesi, Karv, L'merachat. Don't worry, I'm right near the bathhouse. The house is going to be right next door. You're not going to have to travel so far at night when it's cold. Don't worry, it's right. It's great. Or v'nim to rachog, it turns out it's far away. Or v'rachog v'nim to karov, he said it's close. It turns out, or he said it's far away. But you don't want to have traffic next to the house. People are always busy over there. No, we're far away. V'nim to karov, it turns out you're right next door. Or al manas sheyesh lo bas o shifcha mugdeleth. We said it yesterday. Marry me on condition to have a daughter or a shifcha, an adult shifcha. So I'm bringing a hired help with me. The ain lo, and you don't, it's not true. Oh, or almanach she ain lo v'yesh lo. Or the condition I don't have and you do have. Almanach she ain lo banim v'yesh lo. On the condition I don't have any children from a previous marriage and you do. Or, oh, almanach she yesh lo v'ain lo. Right? Now here's the key line of this Mishnah. Ubekulo. In all these cases, afalp, even though, she'amra believi, she says in her heart, ha'yilis kadesh lo. I would have married him anyway. I don't care so he lives next door to the bathhouse or not. What do I care? I would have married him anyway. You know what? Afal pi, even if you would have said that, ain't a mikudeshes. Still not good. V'chein, and also, he shehet haso. She does that to him. She says, I'm only going to marry you on the condition that you're rich. She says, I am rich. And it turns out it's not true. He says, I would have married her anyway. I don't care. Oh, it's better, right? My grandmother said, it's just as easy to fall in love with the rich girl as it is to fall in love with a poor girl. Just as easy. But, I don't marry her anyway. What's the difference? Right? What's the answer? It's not good. Why? Why not? Devarim shebelev, eino devarim. That's the whole daf. So, the question is, very good that we say devarim shebelev, eino devarim. Why can't the person that has the Tanai be Mochel. Be Mochel. Can I be Mochel? Someone else is. Can I be Mochel? I lend you $100 on condition you pay back within 30 days. You know what? You have 60 days. Can I be Mochel? What? Marry me on condition that I'm rich, and it turns out you're not rich. So the wife should say, I'm Mochel that Tanai. Right? Forget Dvarb Shabbalev. No Kenyan. Marry me on condition that I live next door to the bathhouse. And it turns out it's not true. So the Mishnah says, even if the wife says, I don't care about that. It's only a Tanai. So we can't be Mochel a Tanai? We said that it's a fundamental Mishnah. If she says, I would have married him anyway. I don't care. Yeah, listen, it's better. I don't care. The answer is, it's not good. Why? No, because Dvarim Shabbalev ain't no Dvarim. She in her heart didn't care. Story to believe. Ain't a dvar. So what about being mochel? So the Ran says...
Wouldn't that have to be at that time?
Oh, that's what the Ran says. Now you at the time she wasn't. Now you could get. Well, I don't now be machal. Now it's too late. At the time of the marriage, you could. By the way, I don't know you from a hole in the wall, but you look like a nice man. I'll accept the condition, and I'm being machal any time you give me right now. You tell me you're rich. You tell me you live next door to the bed. I don't care. I'm being machal right now. That would work. Now it's a month later. Now we're in bed and fighting this out, right? No, now you can't say I'm machal. That's the run. Okay. The Rashba says, not similar at all. Rashba, the only times you can be mochel tonight is if it's about money. Right? Like I said, loan me $100, I don't have money, I can't pay it back. Then you can be mochel tonight. But tonight, I'm a Kohen, you can be mochel that. Right? Okay. Now, let's do two lines of Gemara and then we'll do this Tosfos. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra, there was once a guy. He was having a yard sale because he's making aliyah. The only problem is, and when he had that yard sale, he didn't tell anybody why he's having a yard sale. Nobody knew he's making aliyah. It was a big secret. He didn't tell anybody. So what happened? And then what happened? And then to fill in the story. The story is people bought stuff. Rashi says karka. Doesn't make a difference if it's karka or the furniture. It doesn't make a difference. Rashi, so what happened? He sold everything, and then his plans to make aliyah fell through, for whatever reason. They fell through, he's not going, he's staying, he's stuck here in America. He's not going. So now, can he undo all those sales? Guy needs somewhere to live. He sold his house. He sold his furniture. He needs somewhere to live. He only sold it because he thought he was moving to Israel. That's the only reason why he sold it. Because he thought he was moving to Israel. So what if he sells his house and it falls through, the deal falls through, he can't go. He's stuck here. Can he get the house back? Amar Rava, have a Dvarim Shabalev. If it's Dvarim Shabalev, ain't a Dvarim. It's Dvarim Shabalev. You can't get it back. You didn't tell anybody.
Let's say he said.
What?
Let's say there was a sign.
So, moving to Israel. If he said, it's a big sign, you're driving down the block, you see yard sale. You pull up and you see a big sign, Aliyah sale. Right? Let's see Tosfos. Okay? This is a fundamental Tosfos. Because this comes up all Yossi, he's not here today. He always asks me this question and I never have an answer for him. And here's the answer. First of all, okay, we'll do Tosfos and then we'll talk about the Rashba. We're never going to finish it off today because 7:25 and we have gone two lines. Dvarim Shabalev ain't a Dvarim. Right? Mashma, it's mashma. Didafka mishum shelo pirish dvarav. Why doesn't this sale get undone? Why can't I undo the sale? Because you didn't specify why you're having a sale. Aval im pirish dvarav lahedya. Had you put up a sign, this is an aliyah sale, and everybody knows that I'm making aliyah, and everybody knows that if the deal falls through, it would be very, very wrong to keep the guy's furniture and leave him high and dry, right? V'amar b'shat ha-machar shu'morchon l'fi shu'rotil leches l'Eretz Yisrael. And the only reason I'm having this sale is because I'm moving to Israel, right? And if you tell people that that's why you're having the sale, and if the sale falls, and if then your plans to move to Israel fall through, it's only right that you should give the stuff back, right? Asks to have a ha-machar bottle, then the sale should be bottle. That's what you said. The only reason why the sale's good is because it's Dvar Shabalev. You had a yard sale because you moved into Israel. But you didn't tell anybody. What if you did tell people? Then you can't go for whatever reason it falls through. People should give everything back to you. Asks Tosvos, Vikasha, Amai, why should it be Batel, Haba Inon, Tanai Kafel? You need a Tanai Kafel. Don't we say that you always have to say, I'm selling this to you on condition I move to Eretz Yisrael. And if for whatever reason I don't move to Eretz Yisrael, this is not a good sale. Shouldn't you have to say it like that? Shouldn't you have to say it like that? How many times are we sitting here and we're talking about it tonight and Yossi always says, but it's not a tonight kafel. All right? And I never have an answer for him. Here's the answer. Why don't you have to have a tonight kafel? Says Tosvos, Varelo hisne, there's no tanai, sh'im lo yelech lo yiskei ha-mekach. There's no tanai. We didn't make a tanai like that. Right, Tosfos is, it's mashma, that it's understood, that if the guy, if everyone knows he's going to Israel, that, and he doesn't go for whatever reason, should give it back. Give back the couch. Guy's got somewhere, the guy needs somewhere to live. Right? Pirush Rashbam. Here's the Rashbam's answer. Gabi Esrog al Manas Lahachzir. Read this last night in the shir. Esrog on give me the only one Esrog in the town. So everybody gets the Esrog with a, as a matana al Manas Lahachzir. Imichziru Yatza, Lochziru Lo Yatza. If you don't give it back, you're not Yotze. You have to give the Esrog back to me in order for you to be Yotze. Right? Vafa Gav to be eaten tonight, Kafel. There's no tonight, Kafel. Where's the tonight, Kafel? Right, there's one Esrog in the shul. In these towns in Europe, they had one Esrog in the shul. They passed the Esrog around. There's no taikafel. How does it work? Says the Rashbam. Hani mili b'isser. The only time you need a tnai kafel is if it's talking about an isser. Like gittin. Gabi kigon. Kaskad chili al manas shtitli masayim zuz. Marry me on condition to give me $200. Then you need a tnai kafel. V'chein b'gittin. Right? Iskin shmuel b'gittin de shrimira. Then you have to have a tnai kafel. If it's an issue of iser, aval b'mamon, lo b'inan t'nai kafel. If it's money, you don't need a t'nai kafel. That takes care of all these kashas. Whenever we go through shots, and there's issues of t'nai by mamon, and someone raises their hand, you're not a t'nai kafel. And don't know what the answer is, that's the answer. You don't need a t'nai kafel. You only need a t'nai kafel by isurim, not by mamon. This is about money, I'm selling my furniture. I don't have to have a t'nai kafel. Says Tosfos, I don't like this pshat. Veloni hira. You know why? The hakol tanai alfira mibnei gadol bnei Reuven. Where's Tanai learned that from? But they got a bnei Reuven. The hasam gabi dover shem mamon. That was money. That was about land. The Eretz Yisrael. That's not itzer. The Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Pnei Yeshua. I think it's the Rabbi Kiva Eger for sure. They said that's not even a kasha. The Tosfos is kasha, not even a kasha. Because if you look at the Rashbam over there, Baba Basra. He says he doesn't even learn the dinam of tonight from when they're going to be ruined anymore. It's just an asmachta, really. That's not even the makar. So the fact that b'negod b'nei ruven were only about money, big deal. That's not even a kasha. But Tosfos says it as a kasha. Most Rishonim are going to learn the first way. Most Rishonim hold the Rashbam. That what? That you don't need a tonight kafel by money. V'amari. So here's the Ri's pshat. V'tzarech l'chalek. V'lomar. D'yesh d'varm she'enon tzrichin tonight kafel. You know, you don't need a tanai kafel always. You know why? Ella gilu milsa. It's just a gilu milsa. Danan sahadi da daite da hachi yavid. We know. It's built in. In other words, it's so obvious. For example, there's a big sign. Aliyah sale. What, I need a tanai kafel on every piece of furniture that I buy? By the way, I'm only selling this on condition, and if the condition on the... I don't need that. It's obvious that's true. Why? Everyone knows. Gesund. Vegam yesh dvarim a pligu gili milsa lo boy kigon hahid the kosei val kol nechasev lacherim v'shama sheyesh lo ben. A guy writes all his possessions. Guy has a will. He writes all his. Guy doesn't think he has any children. So he writes all his possessions to somebody else, and then they knock on his door. By the way, you have a son. You thought he was killed in the war. He's not. He's alive. So I needed tonight kafel to get that property back. Of course not. Everybody knows the only reason he wrote it to a third party was because he thought he didn't have any children. Of course he's going to give it to his son. I need a tonight kafel for that? No. Why? It's obvious. When it's obvious, you don't need a tonight kafel. That's the second pshat. V'chein ha-kosev kol nechasev l'ishto v'lo asal el ha-petropet l'vishayeno umdin sh'lekachu daito kamokein anan zahadi d'lo zoven el ha-daito l'vesek l'arid Yisrael. The only reason why he's selling this is because you're going to Israel. It's two fundamental ways to look at tonight kafel. Why you don't need it here. Why you don't need it by Esrog. Is it because it's not money? Is it because it's not ifter? Or because, of course, what, I'm going to give you the essay and you're not going to give it back? Of course you have to give it back. Right? What, I need you to tell me straight out every single time I want to buy another glass from you and another plate. By the way, it's my kafel. You don't have to say that. It's a big sign, aliyah sale. So, of course. Okay? The next fundamental issue in Dvarim Shevelev ain't a Dvarim. Dvarim Shevelev ain't a Dvarim. Asks the Rashba, but wait a minute. We have things that Dvarim Shebelev are good. For example, you can be Mafresh Truma b'machshava. You can be Mafresh Truma in your heart. Let's say a Nazir is walking down the street, and you say, Aha. Aha. We had a whole set on this. Aha. What does Aha mean? Well, what do you mean? If you man, you want to be a Nazir, then you're a Nazir too. That's Dvarim Shebelev. So what's Pshat? Says the Rajva, fundamental Yisod. The only time we say dvarim shebelev eino dvarim is when your lev and your maisa are not in jive, when they're not in the same, when they're not in tandem. In other words, I'm selling this to you as a mecher, but in my heart, it's only if I go to Israel. That doesn't jive. Your maisa is one thing, and your lev is something else. Then we say dvarim shebelev eino dvarim. But if you have a machshava that has nothing to do with it, there's no ma'isa here. I'm going to give truma. I'm sitting on the boat. We had it yesterday. I'm on the boat. I'm in ma'afresh a truma right now. Right? You can do that. It doesn't go against your ma'isa. It's perfectly fine. The only time dvarim shevelev eino dvarim is no good is if it goes against your ma'isa. It's a fundamental yisod. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's not even true. Why? Let's say a guy says, it's Erev Pesach, and he says kol chamira. He says, Kol Chamira is being mevatel all his chametz. In his heart, he's not being mevatel anything. In his heart, he's not being mevatel it. So he's mouthing the words. So does he mekayem the mitzvah of bitul chametz? Of course not. Of course not. He didn't be mevatel the chametz. Ay, dvarim shebelev eino dvarim. Right? Or, let's say a guy's writing a get for his wife. And he's writing it. And someone taps him on the shoulder. By the way, you're writing that Lashma? Of course I am. And in his heart, he has no intention of writing it Lashma. So what? So what's the answer? Is that a good get? Of course not. Ah, Dvarim Shebelev Eino Dvarim. So Rabbi, what's the difference?
It's a bigger problem.
Huh? That one's
a bigger problem.
It's a half-lam. What? What? Of course it's Lehefach. I'm writing it Lishma. I'm telling you, I'm writing it Lishma. I'm saying Kol Chamir with all the... I said, four Yishet L'Shem Yichud. But in my heart, I have no intention of being about the Chametz. So it's Dvarim Shebelev Eino Dvarim, no? If we don't say that. Of course we don't say that. You have to have it in your heart. You have to be about the Chametz. You can say whatever you want. Right? So what's Pshat? Right? It's a problem. So I'm not sure I understand the answer. The answer was given by Shimon Shkop. Shimon Shkop said... If the Iker Chalos is Belev, the Iker Chalos is Belev, of course Dvarim Shebelev is Dvarim. Of course that's true. For example, Chametz. The Iker Chalos of the Bittles in your leave. The words is just, okay, we say the words. What if you didn't say Kol Chamira? And you have in your heart, you're probably good. It's probably going to be good. You have to say those words. Well, probably don't have to. Well, you don't have to say those words. Probably not. You have to have it in your heart. The Iker Chalos has to be in your heart. Here, right, same thing by Lashma. The Iker Chalos for Lashma is in my heart. What if no one ever tapped me on the shoulder and asked me, by the way, you write that Lashma? It doesn't make a difference. No one had to do that to me. My Iker Chalos had to be in my leave. I had to write a Lashma. Right? By Kedushin, the Iker Chalos is the Maisa Kedushin. In my heart, I didn't care whether or not he was rich. It didn't make a difference to me. Then we say Dvarim Shebelev Eino Dvarim. Right? Does that answer the question? I think it does answer it. Right?
Not sure.
Are you not sure?
Anything that's a function of Kavana.
Anything that's a function of Kavana.
Then Dvarim
is going to
rule.
And my Dvarim Shebelev are either Kineged that Maisa or Tanai on that Maisa. Right? Marry me on condition that I'm rich. Turns out you're not true. She says, I would have married him anyway. Dvarim Shebelev Eino Dvarim. That's what the Mishnah says. We ignore that. Because we know why? That's not a function of the Kedushin. What is it? It's a Tanai. So it turns out if it's not true, if you're not a rich man, there is no Kedushin. I gave her a ring. Right? So the Tanai rules that ring. The Tanai rules, right? You have to have a Tanai. You don't have to have a Tanai. You made a Tanai, you have to fulfill the Tanai. Right? So let's get back to this. So does this make sense? Is Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha answered? Right? The Rashbazi showed, I think we all agree with. The only time that we say Dvarim Shebelev Eino Dvarim is when the Maisa and the Machshava are not in tandem. That I think we all agree with. Right? Which is why it can be Mafresh Truma Belev. Right? But now you take it a step further, Rabbi Akiva Eger gets a bomb kasha. So what about Chametz? What about Lashma? Right? So what's the answer? The Chalos. That answer the question? Huh? I think we need to flush it out. Okay. Oh wow. Okay. Why doesn't Dvarim Shebelev work? Well, why not? Now, for now, to the Mishnah, we're going to have the Makar of Dvarim Shebelev. Now we're going to fly. Why doesn't it work? So it's a machlokas, why it doesn't work. Some say because, how do we know it's true? And some say, that's the sheet of the Lord of the Mi says that, we don't know if it's true. Tosfos says, because thoughts can't undo the kinyan. They're not powerful enough to undo the kinyan. Two different ways of looking at it. Right. Well, so let's say the nafkamina would be, let's say we know for sure he's telling the truth. How do we know? I don't know. Let's say we know for sure he's telling the truth. Then there's according to them, then maybe it would work. We know for sure it's the truth. How do we know? I don't know. We know. Then it would be different. Right? If you hold it, thoughts are never stronger than a maisa, no matter what, even if we know he's telling the truth, it's still no good. But if the whole reason is because we don't know if he's telling the truth, oh, I would have married him anyway. How do we know that? It's a whole separate kasha. But how can Edim ever be made on this? Right? So the Avdim Balloon points out, let's say a guy gives a woman a ring and says, I marry you on condition it rains tomorrow. So do we need Edim to be made that it rained tomorrow? No, we don't. We don't need that. Why? Edim never made on the Tanayim. The only made on the Tanayim. The only made on the actual Maisa Kedushin. We saw give a ring? Yeah. Right? What if a man gives a woman a ring and says, Harei Mekudesh Asli? And it's two Edim there. She has no idea what that means. She has no idea what those words mean. So is she married? Well, how do the Edim know what she knows? There's a whole discussion. Do the Edim have to know that? Do they have to know that she understood that? She doesn't speak a word of Hebrew. She has no clue what those words mean. Probably not. Right? The Edim are not, they're not like these all-encompassing Edim. They're just on the Maisa Kedushin. What do we know? We don't know if it rains tomorrow. I need Edim for that? I need Edim for turning her lathe? Not necessarily. Okay? It's all tied together. Okay, here we go. Okay? I'm on the bottom line. Menah hani mili. Menah le l'rava ha. How do you know that Dvarim Shebelei they had a Dvarim? That if it's from the following pasuk, it says Yaakov Oso, that a guy has to bring a korban. And there's another pasuk Rashi points out, it's really extra. Because the pasuk says, Zachar Tar Yaakov Edu. So why are we saying it twice to bring a korban? Malame Chakofen Oso. They can even force the guy to bring the korban. Yachal Bal Karcha. What, you can force the guy? Talmud Lomar Lirtzono. Okay, so how could you force somebody with his will? You force him till he says, I want to do it. Now, but in his heart, he doesn't care. Right? Really doesn't care. Really doesn't want to do it. Well, you beat me up, so I'll say I want to do it. What's pshat? Ella, lav mishum dabrin and dvar mishabalev, ein and dvarim. Right? It's nothing. We ignore your thoughts. So I guess that's not true. But Dilma, shani hasim, here it's different. Danan tahadid, dinichale bekapara. No, here he wants a kapara. We know really deep down he wants a kapara. So maybe his lave is in tandem with his maisa. So therefore, it's not an issue of Zorin Shabalev. His lave is his lave, it's fine. Elamei Seifa, from the Seifa of that braisa. Sometimes we'll force somebody to divorce his wife, and we'll force somebody to free the Eved. Again, we'll force him until he says he wants to do it, because it has to be done by Ratzim. So Vamai, Habli Bilo Michale, but in his heart he doesn't want to divorce his wife. Ella must be lav mishum damrin and dvar shabalev ain't a dvar. So the Gemara says no. V'dil mashani hasa mishum demitzvah l'shmar devir chachamim. No, listen, it's a mitzvah. So Lamaisi wants to do the mitzvah. You hear this? Lamaisi wants to do the mitzvah, right? As much as he wants to torture his eved and not free him, right? Really, he wants to listen to the chachamim more than that. So we have no source yet for the rule of dvar shabalev ain't a dvar. Ella, Amr of Yosef, how about from here? Mehacha, from here. Hamakadosh has a Isha. If someone is Makadosh, a woman. The Amr, and he says, Kasavra Yisi Shei Kehenet. I thought she was a Kehenet. She didn't say a word. I thought. In my lave, I thought that. I was very excited. Or Varehi Leviah. Turns out she was a Leviah. Or Leviah. I thought she was a Leviah. Venimtik Kehenet. It turns out she's a Kehenet. Aniyah. I thought she was an Aniyah. Varehi Ashira. It turns out she's wealthy. Ashira. I thought she was wealthy. Varehi Aniyah. And then turns out she's not true. Mikudeshes. It's a good kedusha. You know why? B'nei Shiloh Hadassah. Nobody misled him. He misled himself. There were no conditions placed on this. He thought. Right? We all were that, right? After the marriage, I didn't realize that. Right? We thought we're getting Rachli Menu. It turns out it's not so true. Right? That's what happened. So that's a good kedusha, right? Right? I didn't know her mother talks like that. I didn't know. Right? We always have that. So it's a good kedusha. Vabai. Why is it a good kedusha? Ha ka'amar kasavar ha'isi. I thought. In other words, what does that mean? I thought. That means maybe in your mind it was a condition. Ella, it's difficult what that means. What kasavra hisi? Ella mishum davri and dvar b'shem b'leivin and dvarim. So obviously we ignore all that. He gave her a ring. Went to a chuppah with her. You thought so. Who cares what you thought? Why? Dvar b'shem b'leivin and dvarim. Amar le'abaya dilma shiny hasam dilachumra. No, maybe we're going to go lachumra. In other words, says Rashi, what does that mean we're going to go lachumra? We're going to say that she's married to you lachumra, but if somebody else gives her a ring, that person will require to give her a get. Because why? Maybe lachumra, maybe she's not married to you. Why? Because Rabbaya might hold, this is a big discussion, Rabbaya might hold Dvarim Shebelev is Dvarim. And you thought that she's rich, it turns out that's not true, it might undo the whole wedding. So lachumra, we're not going to say that. Lachumra. But if someone else gives her a ring, he'll have to divorce her, because lachumra, maybe they're not married. So, but you can't bring a riot from here, that Dvarim Shebelev ain't a Dvarim. El Amar, Abaya Mehacha, Anupshat. Our Mishnah says, Bekulam, in all these cases, Afal Pisha Amar Believi Hayeskachi Li Afal Pik. No, I don't care about any. I would have married him anyway. Afal Pik, Ena Mekadeshas. Vamai, Haka Amra Believi Haya. She said in her heart, Vidilma, Shiny Hassan, I'm different in our Mishnah. You know why? Kivin to Asne, since he made a condition, Lav Kol Kamina De Karla Latnai. How is she undoing those conditions? In her lathe? How did she do that? That's what we said before. Lave doesn't have the power to undo a maitha, or undo speech. How is she undoing that? Ela Maravchia Bar Avin Uvda Havi Be Rav Chista. There was a story by Rav Chista. Rav Chista Be Rav Huna, and Rav Chista went to Rav Huna Upashte Meha, and they resolved it from here. This is the makar that Dvarim Shebelev Ain Advar. Story is as follows: Homel Shlucho. A guy says to his eved. A guy says to his shliach, do me a favor. Havali minach alone or minach delus kama. Bring me some money. This coin, I have coins by the windowsill or coins by the bag. Bring me that bag. For havilo, and you know what? Go to the market and buy stuff for me with it. For havilo, and he brings it, and it turns out that money's hektish money. So afal pisha amar balabais lo hayali belibi elal zeh. Well, I didn't want it to bring that bag. That bag has hektish. I was now over meila. We said that by a meila works even by a shliach. So I didn't. That's not. I didn't mean that big, right? Even though he says that now, I didn't mean that big. What did he say to the shliach? Go bring me the big. I didn't mean that big. I meant the other big. We don't know what big he meant. Kivon shehevilo mizeh. Since he brings the big, balabai is mal. The balabai is mal. Vamai hakama belibi. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't want to be over meila. I didn't want him to bring that big. What's the answer? Elolav, Mishum Damrinan, Dvarim Shebelev, Ein Advarim. Right? We ignore that. The Maisa was done. The guy brought the guy used Me'ilah. The guy used Hektish money. Says the Gemara Vidilma, Shiny Hassam. Maybe it's different over here. The Lemifta Nashimi Carbon Kasi. He's trying to get out of a carbon. He's lying now. He's lying. He didn't mean that big. Why is he saying I didn't mean that big? Because when I bring a carbon meal, as long as pay money, bring a carbon. So the Gemara says, "Havel lemeir amazed haya." He should have said, "No, he made it. It was amazing." Because you don't bring a carbon if you do meila b'amazed. So the Gemara says, "You don't want to say that. Lo avid in ishmashi nafshi Russia. Nobody's gonna make themselves into a Russia. I did it on purpose. Nobody's gonna say that." So the Gemara says, "Havel lemeir in his karti." He could have said, "Oh, I remembered before the shliach took the money. Before the shliach went to the store, I remembered that." It was that he took the wrong bag. He took the hektish bag. And by that remembering, you sever the relationship between you and the shliach. And then it's the shliach's fault. He could have said that. If the balabayas remembers in the middle, v'lo nizkar shliach, but the shliach still has no clue, then shliach mal, it's the shliach's fault. Since we don't, right, because the shliach now is doing his own maisa of me'ila. The baal, the hashaleach, he's out of the picture now. Since we didn't say that, why did we give that answer? It's obvious that he did remember, and therefore he was being honest, and therefore, Dvarim Shebelev Ein Advarim. That's the makar of Dvarim Shebelev Ein Advarim from Me'ila. How Gavra, there was once a guy, the Zavinhu Lenichse Adaita Lemetak Le'eretz Yisrael. The only reason he sold his property was because he said he was going to Eretz Yisrael. Salik, so he left, V'lo is Hadarleh. But he couldn't stay there. He couldn't have anywhere to live. So Amar Rava called the Salik Adai de Lamedarho. Everybody that goes to Eretz Yisrael goes on the condition to live there. V'halo is Hadalei. And he didn't live there. Therefore what? Right? What?
Yes.
Therefore, it's as if he didn't go, and therefore the sale all the time has to be undone. Vikati Yarmi, another version. Adaita Lemesak. What do you mean? He wanted to go. Vahasalakla, he went. He went. So therefore what? The sales cannot be undone. He went. He wasn't Matzliach there. Therefore we should undo all the sales. Hahu Gavra, listen to this one. Hahu Gavra, there's a Ninhu Lenitzeh Adaita Lemesak Eretz Yisrael. A guy had a yard sale because he said to everybody he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. Was so full of salik, he couldn't go. So Amar Vashi, Eboy Salik. If he wants to, can he go? Right? Therefore, we're not undoing the sale. Why can't he go? Ikedi Amri, Eboy Lo Salik. If he wants, he can't go. In other words, both versions, we're not undoing the sale. We're not undoing the sale. To the Maibinaihu. What's the difference between these two versions? If the Maisa, the sale is not being undone, the difference is, what if there was a something on the way that stopped them from going? There was some robbers, a pirate, whatever. So according to the first version, you could go somehow. So go the other way. Go a different way. According to the second version, there might be a patur. Okay. Okay, that's the story of Dvar Shabalev and Dvar. Next. Next. You know what? I need 1 second.
Sorry. It's so common that it's so often that people want to or try to get there.
Listen, it's a 2,000-year-old. It's a 2,000-year-old dream.
It hasn't changed.
The dream hasn't changed. The only difference is it still came in, it was much harder then. There was no community. It was like mamish isolated people that had the guts to get up there and live there. But otherwise the dream didn't change. Right? Okay. Next. Says the Mishnah. Ha'omer l'shlucho, if someone says to his shliach, tzei v'kadesh l'isha plon s'makom ploni, go be v'kadesh a woman in only that town. V'halach v'kadesh makom acher, but he meets up with her in a different town, and he gives her the ring in that other town, and a mekadeshes. It's not mekadeshes. Harehi b'makom ploni. What if the man tells the shliach, it happens to be, she happens to be right now, she's there. But he didn't say, go be mekadesh her there. Happens to be, I know she's there now, she's visiting relatives. That's what she's holding right now. The kodesh b'makom acher, but he bumps into her somewhere else. Harehi mekadeshes, that would be good. So we had the same, yesterday we said that Rabbi Eliezer argued on this by Gittin. Right? If you bump into her in the airport, you can give it to her in the airport. That was a lone shita. The main shita was, you cannot. Why? V'tananami gabi Gittin. Same thing by Gittin. Ha'amar, tenu get zel ishti b'makom ploni. My marriage, only divorce over here. V'nas nu lo b'makom acher. And you give it to her somewhere else. Puzzle, it's puzzle. But harehu b'makom ploni, if you tell her, by the way, she happens to be right now, I know she's holding over there by her relatives. V'nas nu lo b'makom acher. But you bump into her somewhere else. Kosher, it's going to be kosher. Utsricha, and you need both cases. I need the case of Gittin and Kedushin. Diashmin and Gabi Kedushin, if you only tell her by Kedushin, Dibamakom Lakurva Kaasi, where you're bringing her closer. So you wanted to marry her on your turf. So Bahai Asra Rachmile, Vuloma Mali Mali Alave. You want to be in a town where people only speak good about you. So when the Shliach bumps into her and says, we want to marry so and so, oh, who is this guy? She starts snooping around. You want to make sure she hears good reports, David. That's why it has to be where you want it, because you want her to hear good things about you. Bahai asra sanu le mali mali avei, and you don't want it to go in a place where they're going to speak bad about you. That's why you said to the shliach, only in that town. That town they like me. Avol gabi gittin, but by gittin de la rechoka kasi, he's separating from her. Who cares what they think about you? Emar lo ibchasle. I would say he doesn't care. But no, it does make a difference. Yashmin and Gabe Gerishin, if we only had it by Gerishin, by Asra Nichale Dinazavi. You want it to be in a place where they won't put you down. Right? But by Asra, in that town, Lo Nichale, Aval Gabe Kedushin, Ema Lo. What's that talking about? 1 second.
He doesn't want to be embarrassed
because getting a divorce is something that's an embarrassing maisa. So he doesn't want to be embarrassed. So he only wants to do it in a place where he's familiar with the place. But the high aval gabi kedushin em aloy chazlei. But by kedushin, who cares, right? Tzricha. Therefore, you need both. Next, hamakadosh et isha al manas she'ein lo aleha nedarim. If someone's makadosh woman on kedushin, she doesn't have nedarim. She doesn't have nedarim. It turns out she does. She made a neder for this. She's a very, very complicated person. Made a neder for this and for this. So many issues. That's not a good kedushin. And a mukadeshes. Kanta stam. If you call her stam, you don't say a word. V'nimta aleha nedarim. Tete shelo b'ksuva. It's a good marriage. And you can divorce her without giving her a ksuva. Why? Because it's considered something that you shouldn't do. Shouldn't have nedarim. It's a marriage, 100%. But you can get out of it. Amanash ain't allowed mumin. If you marry her, a condition has a mumin for nimtzum ba mumin, and she does have and mekudeshes. Konsa stam. If you married her stam, for nimtzum ba mumin umatzum ba mumin teitzei shalob ksuva sa. Again, you can divorce her without a ksuva. Shekal mumin hapsulim bekahanim psulim benashim. Any mum that's apostle by a kohen is apostle by an isha. Is that true? I mean, a kohen is not allowed to be a lefty, so you can get out of the marriage because your wife is a lefty. That's a little harsh. Right, one of the women of a kohen is, believe it or not. No, I don't want to. I'm not sure. I don't want to say. Okay, but lefty's for sure a mum. So you can get out of a marriage because your wife is a lefty. Is that true? Utnanami gabe ksuvis. We learned the same mishnah repeated in ksuvis. Same mishnah repeated in ksuvis. Ki hai gav nahacha kedushin itzbichalei tana ksuvis ato kedushin. Right, so here we mention it because of kedushin. Hasam ksuvus itrichalei. There we needed it to tell you the din of ksuvus and tana kedushin atu ksuvus, and we threw in the kedushin because of the ksuvus. Okay, next mishnah. Hamakadosh shtei nashim b'shava pruta. You marry two women with a shava pruta. Can you do that? No. Oh, or isha achas pachas b'shava pruta, or one woman with less than a pruta. Afal pisha shalach savlam esachem mikan. Even though you send her flowers the next day, maybe you're sending the flowers. That the flowers now, savlanas means presents. That should be considered the kedushin now. You know you gave too little. And a mekudeshes. It's not good. You know why? Shemachmas kedushin are we showing him shalach. Because you only sent it because you already sent the kedushin. V'chein also katan shekidesh. Let's say a 12 and a half year old boy gives a woman a ring. Is that a good kedushin? If a 12 and a half year old boy gives a woman a ring, is that a good kedushin? Of course not. And then the minute he turns 13, he sends flowers. What's that? Now what? Maybe there's a tzad to say that those flowers are now the kedushin. No, we don't say that. What are the flowers? You're only sending flowers because you sent the ring already. It says the Gemara for Tzricha. I need all these cases. The Ashmin and Shava Pruta. If I only know the case of Shava Pruta, I did the Kanafik Mimona Mine Toy. We might think, since he already gave so much money, he already gave a pruta, he made a mistake. Avo pachas mishava pruta, but if it's less, ema, I would say, yodeh she'en kedushin tos and pachas mishava pruta. Everybody knows you need at least a shava pruta. And therefore, v'kiko mishader savlanas, and when you're sending over the savlanas, adaita the kedushin ka mishader. Right? You're sending over for kedushin purposes. V'yashmin and hani tarti, if I had the two cases of a shava pruta, or a half a pruta, Mishum debain pruta lapachas mishava pruta lo kimlu leinchi. Not everybody knows that. Like we said, not everybody's sure. One pruta for two women. Not everybody's sure about that. Aval katan shekidesh, but a katan hakol yodin she'ein kedushin katan klum. Everybody knows a 12-year-old boy can't marry a woman. Everybody knows that. Therefore, kikam mishader savlanos, when he sends over the flowers, adaita the kedushin kamishader. Maybe he's doing it for kedushin purposes. Kamash shalom, we don't say that. Now, Itmar, Rav Huda Amar, Choshishin l'Savlanos. No, we are Choshish for Savlanos. V'chein Amar Rabba, Choshishin l'Savlanos. Again, we are Choshish for this. That what? That maybe the flowers is the Kedushin. Ask the Rav, but you didn't say anything. So every time a man gives a woman something, it's Choshish for Savlanos? No, seriously. Every time a man gives a single girl a something, is it choshish as a kedushin? Says the rabbi, no, because they were talking about it. Osik be'inyan, and then all of a sudden these flowers come, right? The parents were talking to each other, tumbling back and forth, and all of a sudden he sent something. That's a chashash. Okay. Itmar Ravun Amar Choshen V'chein Amar Rava Amar Rabba Umosvina Nashmaritin Afal Pisha Even, but we have a kasha. Our Mishnah says, Afalpi, Shishalach, Savlon, Sachamikan, Enem Kudeshes. So how could I say, there's a chashash? The Mishnah says there is no chashash. Amar Rab, Amar Le'abaya, Hasam Kidatani Taima. No, we said the reason over there. Machmas Kedushin Arishonim Shalach. Because you said the Kedushin first. What if you didn't send the Kedushin first? Then we're choshesh for the flowers. Ikad Yomri, Amar Rab, Mina Aminallah. How do I know this? Kedikhtani Taima, Shemachas Kedushin Arishonim Shalach. Hakam Hutatoi, Hava Ba'alma, but in a regular world, without sending the Kedushin first, have a Kedushin. It would be a good Kedushin. Vabaya, what about Abaya? No, let me buy a kamar. Let me buy a ba'alma. I didn't have to tell you that. The lo nachas l'taras kedushin klal. What's that? It said flowers to woman is a chashash kedushin. Aval afilu helcha de nachas l'taras kedushin. Here already you're involved in it. What'd you do? You gave a half a pruta. Ema havi kedushin. I would think it's a good kedushin. Kamash milah, we don't say that. My havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Amar of papa. Ba'asra de makachi v'har de mesavli. In a town where they give kedushin and then they give savlanos chashinan. That were choshesh. But, misavli v'hadar mekachi, in a town where they send flowers and then they give a kedushin, lo chashinan. Why? Because, so you send flowers, so therefore what? Now, mekachi v'lohadar misavli pshita. Isn't that pashut? So he says, lo tzricha deruba de mekachi v'hadar misavli. Most people are mekadesh, then they send presents. Umayuto misavli v'hadar mekachi. And a few people send the presents first and then the kedushin. Ma'odatema, I would think nechash l'miyuto, let's be choshesh with the miyot, kamash v'lam, we're not. Okay, you know, we'll stop here by Bar Mineh, because I just want, it's almost time to stop, and I wanted to read the Ramah. This is the Ramah in Hilchas Purim. Says the Ramah, you know what Ramah I'm going to say? Says the Ramah, listen to this Ramah. That it's talking about Shalach Manos. Here's what the Mishnah says, the Ramah says. Isha Chayavis Matanos Lavyonim U'Mashalach Manos Ki'ish. No difference between a man and a woman. The isha tishlach l'isha, a woman should send to a woman. The ish l'ish, and a man to a man. Avolo l'hepeh, not the other way around. Why not? Shelo yavo ish l'shloach l'almana, v'yavo l'idei safek kedushin. You're going to send shalach manos to a single girl. It's going to be a safek kedushin. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Shiyomu zeh shavlona shachak kedushin. You already sent the kedushin, and now you're sending over the present. What are they married? What is this woman married to this guy? They're engaged? Therefore, don't do it. It's an unbelievable Ramah because we just got finished saying that's not really choshesh for this.
It's making sense. Think about it.
Right? And then he says, but my tonsil of Yonim, you don't have to be choshesh. You can give my tonsil of Yonim to a single girl because nobody gave presents with money. That no one ever did that. So therefore, that you could do. But to give wine and flowers and you know, a box of chocolate, that's a problem. It's unbelievable. All comes out of this Gemara. All right, so we'll stop here. We're a tiny drop behind, but we'll pick up tomorrow. It's very, very, very little left. All right, everyone have a good day.